So welcome back, everybody, and welcome for another SRDP. I'm Tom, and I'm here with my good friend Fred, and today's debate subject is homeschooling. So we got this idea from a viewer who texted us this idea. So yeah, if you got any ideas, just text us. Me and Fred got 7 people for homeschooling and 7 people against. Enough talk, let's begin the debate with a presentation of each team, starting for the people who are against homeschooling.
Hello, my name is Roger Schmidt. I'm 15 years old and I live in London. I've been captain for my football team for 7 years now. Arsenal Academy Junior.
Hello, my name is Unai Ibinin. I'm born in Spain and I came here when I was around 2 and I never been homeschooled and I'm against homeschooling.
Hello, I'm Luis Capaldi. I'm 25 years old and I used to be homeschooled.
I am Yuri. I'm a Ukrainian-American immigrant and I'm a headmaster in Oklahoma.
Hello, my name is Bianca Del Rio. I'm 23 years old and I am a PhD student at Oxford University.
Hello, my name is Cassandra Brown. I'm 16 years old and I'm against homeschooling.
Hello, I am Ebony Stone. I'm 36 years old and I have been a psychologist for over 10 years.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to present the guest against for homeschooling.
Hello, my name is Anne and I'm 14 years old. I'm a gifted child and I've been homeschooled since I was in kindergarten.
Hello, my name is Cletus. I am 24 years old and I am a homeschooled student doing a PhD at Oxford University.
Hello, my name is Alexia Johnson. I'm 15 years old and I've been homeschooled since I was 7 years old.
Hello, my name is Jen Morris. I am 16 years old and I am homeschooled. I have been homeschooled since I 14 years old.
Hello, my name is Mary Catherine Boviodo and I'm 15 years old and I live near the Vatican and I'm a homeschooled student.
Yo, this is TG Millen. I was a rapper from Canton and I'm a professional football player for Nottingham Forest and I've been homeschooled for 1 year.
Hello, my name is Joe. I'm 16 years old. I've been homeschooled for 3 years now.
So we're done with the presentation. So I'm going to ask if there's anyone here that want to begin the debate with a question or something to ask. Okay, seeing that there's no one wanting to begin the debate, I'll start with a question. So I saw some statistics about homeschooling. And since 2016, they have dropped in percentage. What does the panels think about it? Yes, Unai Ebinin?
I think it's good because we need more students at the school. I think it's better for the children to go at school because the parents don't have the qualification to give the right education to the children. And yeah, I think it's good.
And why do you think the parents don't have enough qualification to teach their children?
Because they didn't study to be a teacher, or maybe, but not everybody. So yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody oppose this idea from Unai Ebinin?
I understand this argument, but I have been bullied in my school when I come in France for the first year. I was 14 years old. And since I cannot go to school, I can't pass by near a school because I can't breathe and I feel very bad. So I feel better at home. I think I develop a school phobia. So if I can't go to school anymore, so it's better for me to have homeschooling.
So let's give the speech to Cletus.
Even though my parents may not be good teachers, My grandmother is a retired teacher and she's been teaching me since I'm 4 years old.
So I don't think that really responds to the question from Unai Ebenin, as he has asked you why the percentage has dropped and not why you are homeschooled. Why do you think the percentage of homeschooling has dropped? Anybody has an idea?
Yes, Yuri.
Obviously, people understand that being homeschooled is not good for you. So I think it's very good that people are coming back to school and leaving homeschooling.
Okay.
But why does homeschooling is not good for us?
I'm against homeschooling because if you're homeschooled, you can't develop your sports and team spirit skills, and that's a big problem. If you, for example, have a big talent in football, it would be unfortunate not to use it.
So I see that TJ Million wants to respond.
Yo, not learning is best when individualized.
Why do you think so?
Because you learn better when you're alone and you don't get distracted by your classmates.
I've heard you've been stabbed. Does that distract you from learning?
Yes. Oh, no, actually, because, I mean, I have a teacher at home now and I have better grades. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yuri, you have something to respond?
I personally find that other students do not hinder your education. I think they help you rather than hinder it by building team skills.
Oh, a bunny story.
I agree to that. I have a friend that was homeschooled her whole life, and now she has become really, really dependent of her parents. She can't find a job. She has really hard time socializing. She has to work for her parents because she just can't socialize.
I've spent my entire childhood in a farm, and I can tell you that we've been doing a lot of teamwork, and it has helped me a lot developing skills.
Who did you work with?
My entire family. We live in a farm.
But did you meet friends, or was it only family?
Yes, sometimes we would visit villages and I would make new friends there.
Very interesting.
Obviously, not everyone has the ability to be at a farm and work with their family and friends all the time.
You don't need to have to be in a farm to have friends or socialize, because you have internet and you have teamwork on internet, and there's a lot of programs prepared on internet that can help you to socialize and make teamwork.
Don't you think that internet is a little bit unsafe to make friends with?
Well, you need to be on sites that is about homeschooling and make you meet other people who are schooled.
Very interesting. Now, Ebony Stone?
Well, internet is really different from the real life around you. You don't act the same on the internet than like you do in real life, so maybe people know you in a certain way, and then when they meet you in real life, they then you might be like stuck, kind of. You don't know what to say because, like, you can get judged and all of that. It's a bit hard.
So I see that Joe has wants to respond to this question.
Actually, I've been homeschooled via internet with other people with difficulties. So I've been socializing with them, and we often meet. So I don't think there's a problem with socializing if you are homeschooled via internet.
TJ Million, you want to expand?
Don't forget you can FaceTime your friends and stuff.
So I see that you're retarded as wants to post.
So what do you want to say? You're retarded.
Obviously, internet is a good solution, but it does not solve all the problems. You constantly meet the same people and don't necessarily meet people you don't know and socialize with people that are different.
Mary Catherine Bovioro, how do you say your name?
Bovioro. Okay. Yeah, but I think that When you go at school, you always meet the same people, and on internet you can meet like a lot more people than at school.
Do you think that the internet is more diverse than schools?
Yes, because you can go on a lot of different sites and social media.
Okay, Yuri has something to say.
I think the different types of sites you go on depends on your personality. So you'll meet people with the same personality as yourself and not necessarily different people.
Well, what you said, Miss Boviora, people that go to school also meet people on the internet. So they also meet like new people that don't go to their school.
You don't need specially to be on internet because being homeschooled don't make you don't do or activities. Other activities like football, being a football team, don't mean that you are in the school.
So Jane Morris.
Yeah, you can be in homeschooling but have an activity or after during your free time. For example, I am in a reading club because I love reading, and I have some friends that we can talk together about books, and I'm very happy.
What's your favorite book?
I don't have one. I read so much and I loved all of them.
Okay. Mary Catherine, yours is probably the Bible, no? Favorite book?
I'm Catholic, so I believe in the Bible, and that's also why I'm homeschooled, because at school, we learn about science, and my family is against this because they say that it isn't God that created the humanity.
What do you think about people saying that Catholics are lying to you about reality?
I don't want to meet them because I don't want to be influenced, so I don't like them.
Okay, very interesting. Lewis Capaldi, a famous TikTok star. What do you got to say?
Jane said that you can be part of a book club, but what if your parent doesn't have enough money to pay for a book club?
But you don't have to have much money to be in the book club, and you can make friends without any money. You can just be a club. We can meet some people in the street and start talking with them and be friends with them afterwards.
I would just like to go back to what Mary Catherine said, and I believe that religious fanaticism shouldn't be a reason to be homeschooled. I think a public school system is a lot better.
Mary, Catherine, what do you have to say against this big attack from Yuri?
I think that everyone can believe in what they want, and I don't want to be influenced by stupid kids from normal school because I believe in the Bible.
You didn't have to homeschool. Why did you not just go to a religious school?
Yeah, but Catholic school are way too expensive, and I can't afford to go to a Catholic school.
Big response.
Homeschool is also expensive, so...
No, because my mother is a housewife, and she teaches me.
Anyone have anything to say?
Lewis Capaldi.
We often think about the children, but it's also the parents also have much things to do because they maybe have to learn things. They also have to learn things like the children to teach their children.
I would also like to add that I don't think your mother is qualified for all the subjects taught at school. And I think that personally, teachers who are specialized in what they do is better than stay-home moms.
Yeah, but not only my mother teaches me, my brother, that is a pastor, teaches me about God.
Nothing to say, Yuri? Yep.
God doesn't cover essential subjects like English or math problems, but okay.
Anything to say? So does anyone has a question for the other panel?
Yep, bonus one. If you only learn about the Bible, like, will you don't have many choices in your future, like what job you would like to do, and like you can just work in the church.
Do you got something to say?
Yeah, but what if I want to work in the church?
Well, that's all right, but how old were you again?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Yeah, so it's your choice, of course, it's your life, but it's good to also learn some other stuff so you know that there are like doors that can open for you.
Yeah, but I don't actually choose, it's my dad and my mother that choose for me.
Do you think being homeschooled gives you less liberty?
No.
Okay. I haven't heard a lot about Cassandra Brown, I think. Yep. Do you have something to say? Well, maybe give her points.
Well, I have been homeschooled at least my first five years of ground school, and when I started at school, I was 2 years behind the curriculum because my parents sucked. I watched Netflix instead of working, so my parents decided to put me to school. And so I had a lot to catch up on, which was really hard. And I hope that it's not a lot of people who has to go through the same kind of trouble and harshness that I had to go through to just catch up.
Yes, Cletus.
That is your parents' fault. If you don't have anyone who can teach you, well, then you shouldn't be homeschooled. But I've got my grandmother, so everything is fine.
Yeah, Jane, you want to expand?
And you can still ask some teacher that can teach you at home or teach a little group of homeschooling child.
What if she doesn't have money?
She can ask if she has friends or family that can teach.
What if she has no friends and family?
Our parents can ask on a forum or to other people on internet and see if there is someone who wants to teach her child.
Yeah, if you have no internet, it's going to be difficult.
Joe, what do you have to say?
There are actually free courses on the internet for homeschool people, and I've taken part in them in the first year of homeschooling. And then I moved to a program which you don't have to pay much. You just have to send a certificate from your old school, and you basically don't have to pay anything. It's basically free.
What help do you get from the government if you're homeschooled?
You don't get any help.
You don't get any help?
Okay.
Does anyone has help from the government? Yuri, you can respond.
I would just like to say that buying teacher shouldn't be a solution. You have a public school system that is free and accessible to everyone. Why could you not just use the public school system?
Yep. And
I think that personal teacher can help you get better. Like me, I'm a gifted child, and if I were at the public school, I couldn't study at my own rhymes, so it wouldn't be great for me.
Do you think that's higher education, like university, would p-
put you aside because you were not in a public school or that you were just homeschooled?
Excuse me, can you repeat?
Do you think that you see more and more today that there are universities that will take more people from public schools than people are homeschooled? What do you think so?
I don't think so. I just think that for people who are in difficulties or people who are gifted, it's better to be personally, it's better for them to have a personal teacher that can help them with their own problems. In a public school, you can be 30 in the class, and then you're not personally seen. You're just like a group, so it's not good for your teaching.
Okay. Roger Schmitz, you haven't talked also.
But the teacher who teaches you at home doesn't know every subject you learn at school, so again, they don't have the skills to learn you everything you have to learn.
Why that?
What?
Why that? Why teacher at my home couldn't know all the subjects, you know, at school?
Well, it could, but it would be very...
It's like you can't, a teacher can't like be, or can't know everything from everything, so it's better to have like several teachers that can really that subject, and yes.
You can have several personal teachers because...
Yeah, but then it's getting expensive and don't everybody have the money to...
There's always associations.
Yes, but okay.
Do you have any names of associations?
No.
Okay. So that's an example without proof. That's pretty weird. So, Mary Catherine.
So that's not my case, but if you're not Catholic, if you want to follow the curriculum, you can find it on internet, and you can find like teachers on YouTube that teach you. Yeah.
Do you have any names of internet sites?
No, because I don't use them.
Okay. Yeah, you work with your father, and yeah. TJ Million.
Students can learn more about what they really care of when you're homeschooling. Because you can choose the subjects you want to learn on the internet. Oh, I did science, actually. Filière.
I heard you had a career in rapping. Did homeschooling help?
Yes, not. Because after I got stabbed, I moved to Nottingham Forest in a farm, you know? And now I'm starting my life again.
Any ideas what you want to do next? Still in the music industry or?
I want to be part of a label or a production.
Very interesting. Yuri? Yep. Or no, Bianca Del Rio.
I just want to go back to Anne. If you have difficulties, you can go to a public school and after class, you can get extra class with a personal teacher, but still go to a public school. And don't you think children should be taught like everybody?
Yes, for the first thing, it's another option. But like for people who need to be followed every time, it's better to have a personal teacher. And for the other thing, I don't think it's different because teachers who are teaching you, they are not, it's not all the time different and at public school. It could be the same, but just better for you to understand.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think being alone with a teacher would not help you socialize in the future? Do you think it would cause a problem of not socializing well?
I don't think it can be a problem for you because you have so many other possibilities to socialize. You don't have school all the time. You can go, you have extra schooler activities, you have internet, you have so many options.
Yeah, but when you see pictures of people who are going to a school trip, don't you want like to go with them? Don't you know?
Well, no, because I can go with my parents. And I'm a gifted child, so I meet a lot of people to travel with, to learn things, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, so we know you are a gifted child, but don't you think it's good to learn to work in groups and don't always work alone?
I never work alone, because I meet so many people who are teaching me different things. I meet scientifics, I meet other child, gifted childs. I never walk alone, so it doesn't affect me.
Okay.
Are you a Liverpool fan? Because what they say is you will never walk alone. Do you qualify yourself as a Liverpool fan?
I don't watch football, but I guess so.
Okay, very interesting. So we haven't learned a lot about evolution.
But you meet a lot of teachers and scientists, but don't you think it's harder to socialize with people that are your age? Because statistics have shown that people who go to school have a higher social and emotional intelligence. So being homeschooled could make it harder.
Sorry, Anne, you spoke a lot, so I'm going to give the speech to Alexia.
Yeah, well, everybody's saying that you should go to public school, but I live too far. I have to take 2 hours of car to get to a school, so my only option was homeschooling.
Luis Capaldi, you got something to say?
Well, I was homeschooled from the age of 6 to 12 because I lived in a farm that was too far away from anything. So at the age of 12, it was my parents thought it was a bit too difficult for them. So we moved to London, and there I started state school. And I found that I had multiple talents, like singing, because I wasn't able to have music classes at home, so there I found my talents, and that's how I became a singer.
Yeah. So as Louis said, you can just move near another school, and maybe you will find your inner talents, like Louis.
Joe, do you want to speak?
Yes, Joe.
Not everybody has the ability to move or get a new house closer to a school, so it can be difficult for people to move.
I'm sorry, this was the last speaker. Okay, we'll accept TG.
And TG, do you have anything to say?
Socialization in schools are toxic. Homeschool students don't deal with bullies and you gain bad influence. I mean, schools equal peer pressure, equal drugs and alcohol.
Are you sure?
Yes, totally.
I just go back to when you said you couldn't socialize if you were in homeschool, but I think you can because you learn things really quickly when you're alone, so you have much more free time, so you can do much more activities out of the school and meet a lot of people.
So I would just go back to what TJ said. I don't think, or if you're always alone, you can develop depression, and I don't think depression is very good. So, yeah, it's not good to be alone.
Yeah, sorry, TG Million. It's the end of our time together. Thank you for following the debates. See you next time.
Goodbye.